Hello and welcome back to the BTL with Ribbit T, the Better Through Letter, the show where we talk how to make ourselves better through using the Ramban's letter. We're up to lesson 16, looking at the phrase Ve'in b'chavod halo le'lokim hu, she'namar v'ha'osher v'ha'kavod milfanacha ve'ech mispa'er b'kvodo. If it is honor, does not honor belong to Hashem, as it is written, wealth and honor come from you? That comes from Divrei Hayamim. How can one glorify himself with the honor of his maker? Again, we're using a letter for the ages, Igeres HaRamban, by Rabbi Avram Chaim Feuer. So, Mesilas Yesharim talks that in the pursuit of glory, which is man's essential drive, it's more than money, power, or physical pleasure that man yearns for. He yearns for that honor. He wants that honor. But of course, we know Pirkei Avos tells us, if someone runs after honor, honor will flee from him. But someone runs away from honor, honor will fall after him, will run after him. We can't try to jump after the honor. We can't try to seek the honor. We should try to do things with humility, humbleness, not trying to seek the limelight, but trying to do things in the shadow behind the scenes. Ramban here hints how we may understand this. Hashem has bestowed upon mankind every resource for attaining pleasure on earth. Honor, however, he has left as a lone exception. People can purchase external, insincere honor, but true honor, the most coveted of the lights, remains in the possession of only Hashem. So it's human nature to yearn for the inaccessible. Thus, ultimate honor is all the more sought at after by mortals. The Talmud points out in Chulin, an outstanding innate quality of the Jew is that when he is commended, he reacts with humility, attributing glory to Hashem. Hashem said to Israel, "My sons, I yearn for you because even when I shower glory upon you, you make little of yourselves in deference to me. I gave great glory to Avram, and he said, I am nothing but dust and ashes," coming from Bereshis. "Gave greatness to Moshe and Aaron, and they said, what are we? Ve'anachnu ma," that comes from Shemos. "Elevated David to lofty heights, and he said, and I am a worm and not even a man." Rima v'toleah. That comes from Tehillim. "But when I lifted the Gentile rulers to glory, Nimrod, Paro, Sancheiriv, and Nebuchadnezzar, they waxed proud and reacted with blasphemous arrogance." A person that is able to put himself into perspective, a person that's able to understand where things comes from and understands that Hashem is in control of everything, Hashem runs everything, will realize his insignificance, will realize his minutia in relation to the world at large. There's so many people in the world. There's over 7 billion people in the world. I don't remember last count, but I remember that number in recent years. And you think about the whole galaxy, all the planets Hashem made, all the eras and creations that Hashem made, all from Hashem. And we think about ourselves, how could we be arrogant? How could we be putting ourselves on a pedestal? How can we have any pride whatsoever when we're a tiny speck in the entire universe, a tiny speck in the lifeline of creation? There's so many years, so many people, so many existences, and we think that we're so great. On the other hand, though, we should realize that there is a phrase, Bishvili Nivra Ha'olam, the world was created for me. Hashem did make a world, of course, and he put you in it, giving you meaning, giving you purpose. You have stuff to do here, and that's why he brought you here. But we have to realize that our significance is really nothing. Even though we have what to do in relation to everything and everyone around us, we really are not great. Mesilas Yesharim writes that an honest man realizes that his accomplishments are a barometer of his obligations. Rabbi Yisrael Salanter used to say, "I know that in many ways I have the capacity of 1,000 men, but because of this, my obligation to serve Hashem is also that of 1,000 men." One who gives himself honor not only engages in an act of distasteful vanity, Ramban writes that he literally detracts from the honor due to Hashem himself. King Shlomo said, "Tovas Hashem kol geval lev yad, liyad lo yinaka." All proud of heart are the abomination abominations of Hashem. Hand to hand he shall not go unpunished. The Malbim explains that although Hashem is patient with transgressors, he punishes the arrogant immediately and directly hand to hand. Indeed, it is man's arrogance that vaingloriously eclipses the splendor of his Creator. Someone who's arrogant, someone who's full of himself, is basically worshiping himself, is basically putting himself on a pedestal and serving himself and seeking to glorify himself. He's looking not to give praise to Hashem, not to give honor to Hashem, but is looking to just commend himself and no one else. And that is vain, and that is a loss for what is supposed to be going on here. You know, the Rambam points out, we've mentioned before, there are two qualities that have to be avoided at all costs. One of them is arrogance, because you're really serving yourself, you're really worshiping yourself, and the other one is anger, because the anger lingers in the bosom of fools. Anger is supposed to be gone also. When you're angry, you're self-righteous, and you have this righteous anger, you feel that you're allowed to be angry. You should be angry, it's okay to be angry. And when you're arrogant, you feel like you're serving yourself, you're worshiping yourself. Anger and arrogance are ones that have to be banished, the ones that have to be taken away from yourself. Otherwise, you're not fully serving Hashem the proper way, and you're taking away from that. Hashem created the world so that he could be recognized by mankind so that they could recognize their Creator. To the extent that man magnifies himself, he thus takes away from his purpose of existence. Therefore, Hashem is declaring, he, the arrogant man, and I cannot exist in the same world, as pointed out by Gemara Sota. In venerating himself, this arrogant man worships the idol of his own likeness. He's detracting from the likeness of Hashem on a little level in the world, and he's really worshiping and trying to only do stuff for himself, selfishly looking out for the interests of himself, trying to gain honor and covet for himself. The Chafetz Chaim writes that power buries those who improperly wield it. Although a father deserves his son's recognition, he ought not place too heavy a burden on his son, nor treat him callously. If one is elevated to a position of authority, he should take care to treat those beneath him with consideration. The Chachamim talk about Yosef, who was next to the youngest of his brothers, who died before all of them because he lorded over them. It is the task of a leader to remain aware that power buries those who improperly wield it. That comes from Machane Yisrael. So we should remember, we should keep it to heart, and we should keep it in our minds that we should not be worshiping ourselves. We should not be selfishly indulging ourselves, looking for honor or seeking honor, seeking power of any kind. That all belongs to Hashem. We're supposed to be the agents here, making the world a better place, being Mekad Hashem Shemayim as much as possible, being involved in Tikkun Olam and using our gifts, using our talents to help the world, to make the world a better place as much as we can, little by little, every day, in any way we can, with, of course, using the Torah as the blueprint and mitzvot and chesed as our guiding lights every day in this world. Join us next time as we talk lesson 17 here on the BTL with Reb T, and I'm your host, Reb T.